This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Eric's.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Them air horns ride just because it's Friday, just because it's Valentine's Day. It's
that's all we got today.
We happy that you're here
with
us.
That's all we got. That's all we got today.
That's all we got, man. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
And the Kings close out the first part of the season with a loss to the New Orleans Pelicans, 140 to 133. And, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been up for a while. I've been doing radio for a while. I was watching that game with Trista, who has some feelings about some members of the Sacramento Kings. And I kind of have some feelings, too. Last night was the worst possible night for Sacramento, by the way, because everything that could have gone wrong for them absolutely went wrong. The Warriors beat the Rockets. The Mavericks beat the Heat. The Timberwolves beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the Los Angeles Clippers beat the Utah Jazz. Everything that could go wrong for Sacramento last night went wrong headed into this All-Star break.
Yeah, man.
We were hoping they take care of business. Maybe they gain a game here. Maybe they gain half a game there. Maybe they get something going on. It all worked the exact opposite way. And I'm starting, like, I go back to that Mavericks game. And Trista, again, I go back to that conversation where I was like, I just don't really feel good. Like, I don't want to say I lost confidence. Because, I lost belief. And I watched them last night. Again, everyone who knows Trista is not a fan of Zach LaVine, not a fan of DeMar DeRozan. And I watched that game with her with some running commentary, particularly there in overtime, even in the last few possessions of, you know, what a wild, like, way to get to overtime, too, with Malik doing what he do, like, was it the second game in a row or second out of three games where he's following a free throw in a very pivotal moment.
It's some clutch free throws, too. I was nervous.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, this is going to be the Miami Heat game.
Yeah,
like
on that.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. Like, I don't know that this team is very good. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, I don't know that this team is good, and I think the Sacramento Kings' future is really dark. I don't know, like, I don't know how you sell me on this team being good. Like, I think a lot higher of Zach LaVine than others do, and I think you get Zach LaVine in the right situation. I think Zach LaVine is a special basketball player. I don't know that Sacramento is the right situation for him to be that special basketball player. He had 30. I mean, it was great to see him have that breakout offensive game last night. There are some plays in that overtime, you know, with him and DeMar both, where I was just like, oh, God damn, like, that's what we got. That's all we could do here. And I don't know that I buy this team moving forward, man. I don't know what they are. Can they be a playing team? Sure. Like, I think they could be a playing team. Like, you have to be bad. Like, you're a bad basketball team to not make the play-in. I don't know that they're that. But where this team was 2 years ago, thinking about the potential future that this team may have, like, I don't think that's realistic.
I mean, realistically looking at it, like, is Zach LaVine going to take you anywhere? Has he shown you that he's going to do that over his career?
No.
And like, Malik Monk has never been that player, so we don't even know if he can do it. Domas has never been that player. DeMar DeRozan is going to be 36 next year.
So I'll ask you guys a question. What's the difference between the future of this team now and 3 weeks ago?
It might not be any different. Yeah, it might not be any different at all.
And I'm not trying to crap on him, but I'd ask the same thing about De'Aaron Fox.
No, it's perfectly
fair. I think we learned
some
things after that, too, though. Just, yeah, maybe it just wasn't what we thought it was. He wasn't franchise.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think, you know, one, like, slight difference is De'Aaron is younger. But I do think if that conversation about the future of the Sacramento Kings 3 weeks ago would be okay. Like, you know, De'Aaron's still young, Malik, all of this. I think it would have shifted this offseason when he signed a 5-year, $296 million contract, because we know you start getting looked at differently when your money changes. It happened with the last contract he signed. When he signed that contract last time, the noise and criticisms of De'Aaron Fox got a lot louder. He remains the same basketball player he is today and signs that contract and is that player next year. We're having the same conversation, and fans are frustrated because now you're using terms like stuck with De'Aaron Fox for the next 4 years. This, at least, you might feel like you're stuck with Zach LaVine, which is two more years.
Yeah.
And again, I think Zach LaVine is a fine basketball player that works on specific teams, and I'd have to go through to figure out, like, which ones. I just don't know that Sacramento was one of them. It feels like right now there's not a lot of structure with this group, and I think they rode pretty high off the, you know, free and loose type thing. But we saw free and loose. We saw that last night. Like, nobody could stop CJ. Like, 43 points from C.J. McCollum. Like, nobody could stop him. You didn't even have the threat of Zion Williamson out there. Like, a lot of their threats weren't there. Like, C.J. McCollum beat your ass. And, in some of the shots, I mean, I think sometimes is guys are just on one. And I think C.J. was on one. When C.J. took that shot out of the timeout where he's like drifting to the side behind the three-point line.
He's cooking.
What do you can't do anything with that.
Yeah, he was absolutely.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And it was more what I saw, like, on the offensive end. It's just a, I don't know, man. I hope I'm wrong, and I'm not trying to be like an overreactionary to a loss, because I felt this way in the Dallas win and held off that conversation because they won and they beat New Orleans. And my if Malik had shot, if something had happened in the Sacramento Kings and had looked as ass as they looked last night on different times of the game, but walked away with a win. Yo, we'll talk about this later. You're taking four straight wins into the All-Star break. I'll live with that. Malik said, give us time to practice. See what we look like. Man, what could we be? All right. We got practice time now. I don't know. I hope that makes a difference. Maybe it does. I mean, I'm going to trust Malik. A lot more than I'm going to trust myself. So hopefully it does. But, like, my impression watching that game, and this isn't a – this is not a win or loss type thing. the conversation is being had because they lost, because I wouldn't have it if they won. I'd be happy that they won. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how good this basketball team is. And I feel like their future is really dark.
Well, I mean, that I just think that's fair. You know, I think a lot of these things when they lose a game, and I'm not saying you're doing this, I'm just saying like the overall conversation, it always comes back, at least lately, it always comes back to DeMar and Zach LaVine as being a problem and the reason why they lost and the reason why you're not going to go anywhere. That's fair. When you lose a game, that's fair. Everything is fair because I'm, like I told them on the Insiders, I'm bottom line both ways, right? If you win, did you win? That's what I'm worried about. If you lost, you got to wear everything that everybody says because you didn't get the win.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line of it all. So any reason that people want to come up with why you didn't get it is fair game because you didn't get the win. But, I mean, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things to, you know, this team's ceiling maybe not being that high and maybe not being that good. And I look at you know, the talk is always, oh, you gotta tell these guys they gotta sit on the bench if they're not gonna play no defense and get Keon in the game.
Okay, bro.
First of all, like you just said, all right, dude. Second of all, I'm not even gonna put it all on
the same people were clamoring for Colby Jones, for God's sake. Get out of my face.
I'm not even gonna put it all on this guy because this is what I talked about. Keegan Murray last in overtime got destroyed.
Saw it, yep, he did.
Got destroyed. CJ felt great.
Mm-hmm.
Out there.
Yep.
Now, like I was
watching him extra close last night because of your ass.
Now, like I said yesterday, though, about Keegan, he was guarding a 1/2. He don't have the foot speed for that. Sometimes the length that he has disrupts the shot. He did that in overtime as well. He did that at the end of regulation. But he's kind of miscast. So in that situation, somebody would say, all right, well, get DeMar out of there because he ain't playing no defense. DeMar's over there guarding Green. Like, I need Keegan out there to guard Green, and he's not doing nothing on the offensive end. No, I would get him out, put Keon on CJ. The other thing about it is the worst play of the overtime for me, where I'm watching it in my room. I throw my hands up. I walk through my room. I can't believe what I just saw. I was so beside myself. Is this wide open three that they give CJ off this weak ass pin down screen?
Yeah.
Keegan, I mean, whatever the game plan was the game plan to go over the top or whatever. It's the NBA, so things are different. The person who's guarding the guy setting the screen, the way I know basketball, he opens up, you run through the opening, and you stay with him so you don't get caught on the screen. Mm-hmm. Keegan is trailing, tries to get low, get tight over the screen. Ends up leaving CJ wide open for an open three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even on that play. Yeah, it's Keegan, and I'm talking about him. I'm looking at Domantas Sabonis, and I don't know what his role is, but he sees everything unfold, and he just points.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, well, what the hell is that? What is pointing going to do with this man who hasn't missed a shot?
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy? You're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
In an hour, gonna do? Are you gonna go help? Are you hedging? Are you going to hold and recover? Are you going to just make sure CJ don't catch it and your guy can slip and score and we'll take the two and we'll live with that? But like both of those guys, and nobody talks about them. But Keegan, what are we doing trailing on that situation? And Sabonis, what is the point going to do? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm not here to cape for DeMar and LaVine and act like they're great defenders. But if we're going to have the conversation, let's have the conversation about everybody on the team. And if there's tough, people talk about tough decisions that need to be made and tough conversations need to be had. Everybody, 13 and 11 included, if we really want to have tough discussions, that's all I'm saying.
Well, let's come back and let's have those tough discussions. The phone lines are open for you as well, 916-909-1320. We're just getting started on this Friday. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Let's bring our man Young Sav in. Let's bring our man Kyle Mattson in here, the insiders. Young Sav says here in the chatty house, oh, man, the Kings lose one to the Pelicans and the world's going to end. You think the Celtics said that when we came down and beat them The Celtics have championships and a very bright future that no one questions. That's not Sacramento. The Kings, in my opinion, have been questionable now for a few weeks. They've fired their head coach. They traded their star player. It's okay to question what their future looks like. 15-9 now the record?
15-9, yeah.
Okay. Doug is my guy. I'm going to continue to root for Doug and cheer on Doug and hope that, you know, he winds up getting his shot. But that record is getting worse and worse. And what's difficult for Doug is you maintain like a percentage like that. Mm-hmm. You had a 6-game deficit to start. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting at, you know, you're in the vicinity plus minus 1-2 of a 500 basketball team. And what does that ultimately get you? You're going to be in the play-in. You might be facing the Golden State Warriors, and you might have to win a couple of play-in games to ultimately get to the playoffs. Now, this could all be a wash, and you win your way into the playoffs. Great. I just tell you now, particularly after two of the last three games, and I didn't have any feelings whatsoever about the game two nights ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to win. Played well. I'll take it. Played well enough. I'll take it. I didn't feel great in the Dallas game, and I felt terrible last night, and I felt terrible watching the game, not with the outcome of the game.
We had somebody call the insiders today, not to brag.
And it's a good they show. Said, was it Don?
It was. It was Don.
No. Big fan.
So he basically said, you guys need to relax. The Lakers just lost to the Jazz. It's hard to beat the same team twice in two nights. And I don't disagree with that. But the problem is the Kings were 6 games under at one point. And they have not given themselves the cushion to lose that game. The Lakers lost that game. They are still 32-20. The Lakers are still in a very good spot. The Kings are not afforded just like, oh, you know what? You know what? You can lose that one. And it's just the way it looks. I have no, if you are optimistic about this team, that is, I wish I could exist in that world. I would so prefer to be able to come on here and get on the radio and go, hey, yeah, you know what? Everything's fine. This is all good. Here's all the paths forward. I just don't see it, man. No. But it's really hard to watch that team last night. And really, not just last night. It's not last night in a vacuum. It's the last few games. And go, man, they're playing really good ball right now. That's a heck of a team. I don't see it. You gave up 140 points to the Pelicans with no Zion.
Now
that's tough.
I think there does need is a strong word. I don't need to be anything, but I think there is a space for a little bit of a middle ground. I don't think you have to say that they're playing good basketball right now to think that they can play better.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like and if you
But what does better look like, I guess is my question.
What is like the way they play?
Mm-hmm. Like what's the outside of everybody's hitting shots all at the same time and they score 170 points, mm-hmm. What does better look like?
I think a little bit more cohesive on the offensive end.
Okay.
I think defensively you can be a little better with playing Keon a little bit more than you have in the past or in some of these losses.
Should he close games?
It depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. Last night he should have.
Okay.
Last night he should have.
I agree.
But I also said it earlier. I don't know if you heard. I think he should have been in for Keegan.
Hmm. Like, interesting.
So think about it this way, because a lot of people point to DeRozan and LaVine should have been out.
Yeah.
DeRozan and LaVine, number one in overtime, none of their guys that they were guarding were in the action at all. Like they were inconsequential. So say you take DeRozan. Say you take DeRozan out.
Mm-hmm.
And you just move Keegan to his guy. What is that? What is that? He's not even guarding anybody. And then he's not a threat on the offensive end. So, like, what are we taking him out? What are we leaving Keegan in for?
I'd imagine it's it would be Keegan on Trey Murphy.
But I'm telling you, this is, they didn't do nothing. Trey Murphy Green didn't do anything in the overtime.
Well, yeah, didn't have to because CJ was cooking whoever was in front of him.
Right. So, but I'm just saying, and Keegan was the one in front of him. So I'm saying, if you're going to leave Keegan in to guard guys that aren't doing anything anyway, and he's not giving you anything offensively, what's the point? I know DeRozan missed shots yesterday, but at least you got to respect You got a game plan for him on the offensive end, and he could hit shots. Like we're talking about the end result. He didn't hit shots. Mm-hmm. We know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the time, like with 3 minutes to go in overtime, we don't know he's just going to miss every shot.
So,
in that situation, and I'm not saying every time, I would have took Keegan out and put Keon in there.
Sure. Okay. Here's my counter to that is at that point, then they probably start getting Trey Murphy involved, and now Trey Murphy is cooking whoever's in front of him.
He may or may not.
But the other thing is, I don't necessarily disagree with anything you just said. They're still mid. Like, okay, you take Keegan out, you put Keon in, you still have the same problems. Mm-hmm. Like, you're still about a 500 team. Some nights DeMar's going to score 42. I'm way out of the picture here. Some nights DeMar's going to score 42, and some nights he's going to miss all his shots. And if that's what you're living and dying on, you're about 500.
Yeah, and more nights than not, he's going to make the majority of his shots. Like, we hadn't had last night. We've had Dallas way more than we've had last night this year from DeMar DeRozan. I can count on almost two hands the nights where he's brought them home.
And they're 500.
So here's the other thing. Like, if we're gonna have these conversations, let's have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The dagger play to me was this little sorry pin down screen that CJ came off of.
Mm-hmm.
Keegan trails for whatever reason, leaves him wide open.
I don't get it.
And Domantas Sabonis sees it and just points. So if we're having a discussion, and I'm not advocating to trade or to move anybody, but if that's your defensive anchor,
mm-hmm.
maybe that's more the reason why you're mid as opposed to LaVine or DeRozan.
Is Domantas Sabonis the defensive
he's
anchor?
He's supposed to be. Like, I think back to that.
I was told today he's a spectacular defender.
He's not a spectacular defender.
You were told that?
I was told that.
Yeah, he's not a spectacular.
I believe James Hamm's at 3 o'clock and asked
He's better than what people give him credit for. He's not a spectacular defender.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He's not a rim protector. That matters.
I might be getting ahead of you here, so if this is the wrong place you were going, let me know. Their defense is their problem. Their inability to get stops is the problem. Whatever they're doing offensively is they have enough guys to score points. They can't. I have no faith that they're going to get a big stop when they need it. And that's
understandable.
The Timberwolves, I feel better about the Timberwolves because the Timberwolves can just go get stops. Mm-hmm. The Clippers, same deal. The Clippers don't have nearly the offensive talent the Warriors do, or the Kings do, but they can get stops.
And what I would say to that, which I agree,
mm-hmm.
is, I mean, they might not end up in the same spot because the Kings might not even make it, but that's not going to get, the Clippers ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the problems that we have
they're
with the Kings.
They're way ahead of the Kings right now, though.
They're not going nowhere. They're not winning a series. Okay. Like all the problems that we have with the Kings. Like
so
we
you'd,
say,
you'd rather be the Kings than the Clippers right now?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I don't know what the Clippers draft situation is.
Okay.
I mean, being locked into James Harden and Kawhi Leonard.
But you'd way rather be the sixth seed than battling for a 10.
Like where they're at in the standings, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'd rather be the Clippers than mm-hmm. the Kings today,
mm-hmm.
like where they're at in the standings. But I'm just saying, like, that's all the thought. Like, they might get in the play-in. They might maybe sneak into the six, but they ain't winning no series. And we talk about the Clippers. Clippers ain't winning no series either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to say, like, they ain't Denver, like, that's different. Those are teams that are winning, that are competing.
Sure,
that's,
but the Clippers have the Clippers have a higher ceiling for me than the Kings do. Because on some nights, they're going to be able to just hold you to like 88 points.
Mm-hmm.
And they might only score 91, but that's going to get them a win. If the Kings only score 91, they're losing by 30. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's where when you talk about like trying to, I guess I'm trying to spin it forward a little bit. Like the best version of the Kings has more players who can help them just get a stop. Not necessarily more dudes that can just go put the ball in the basket. Because they have enough dudes that can do that.
Right. And I'm not trying to argue that the Kings are better than the Clippers. Like the Clippers mm-hmm. are
sure
in a better situation for sure.
But I would agree. I'm not taking them against, unless they play the Rockets in the first round.
Yeah, I guess the thing I'm like we're talking about what does it look like? Like if the Kings are a better mm-hmm. basketball team or get to be a better basketball team, what does it look like? My question is like, how do you get there? Like what have you seen from this group that makes you believe that they can be better? Is it in fact the more like how do you have a more cohesive offense? Is it practice time? Is it time playing together? this is a group that has not played together a ton.
Mm-hmm.
But again, free and loose, like that's those are words Doug Christie preached at the beginning of this, and it's like, you know, maybe that did get you so far, mm-hmm. but where is it going to get you in the long run? Because you can't, you have to play at a high clip because you started at a deficit. That's not fair to Doug,
mm-hmm.
but that's the reality of what Doug inherited.
Sure,
you have to play at a certain level to get where you want to go because you started 6 games under .500.
I have a question about that. When you said, I don't know if it's practice time,
mm-hmm.
it might be. Are we certain that Doug's going to have him practice? Because isn't the whole mantra like, hey, we're chilling, we're going to do escape rooms?
Not necessarily.
No, I don't think
the whole mantra before was like, we don't want to be here for 2.5 hours while you stand and talk the whole time.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, it's not practice per se. It's the way we practice and how we get after
it. It's the type of practice that Doug seems to be having, the types of shoot-arounds that Doug seems to be having.
Sure.
And I think players will respond to that 10 times out of 10 more than a, you know, feeling like they're at a lecture.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know that that's the answer, though. Like, and I posed the question. I don't know the answer to it. I don't know if that's the answer.
Sure.
Practicing together, and you could still see Zach LaVine sometimes on the offensive end, like, you see spots getting crowded. You know, it doesn't even feel like he has like a true chemistry with DeMar DeRozan out there.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks clunky at times on the offensive end. And if on the offensive end is where you're going to succeed because you can't, or it's where you're going to have to win games because you can't succeed to a higher level on the defensive end, then you can't have those moments. And maybe it is just time on the floor that will fix that.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, to me, it's glaring. It's been glaring in the last three games. But it really stood out to me in the Dallas game, and it was really apparent last night in overtime to me.
And the problem with the they just need time on the floor thing, you're running out of time. You had 27 games.
Yeah, but you're right. They're not at 27 games, and that's the difficulty. Or they're not at 55 games.
Yeah, I'm not like, criticizing them not being there yet. I'm just saying if you're figuring it out.
You have to. Have to right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever your plans were, you might want to cancel them. Like, or come back early, because showing up on Wednesday for a night practice might not be enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to find a way to get in sync and figure out how to, if you're not going to sync together on the defensive end, you better find a way to sync together on the offensive end, or there's going to be a lot of games just like last night's where it's 140 to 133 and, you know, player X beats your ass for 40 points.
Yep.
And that's.
And you're looking at the offensive numbers from the Kings. Go, they put up 130.
Yeah, you look at look at just the box score for the Kings last night, and you're like, oh, they won this game going away. Domas had 22 and 28, and LaVine 35 and 10, and Monk and DeRozan each had Monk didn't have 20. DeRozan
had 24.
Did Monk have 20?
Yeah, 24.
Mm-hmm. DeRozan had 20 exactly. Mm-hmm. So you got four guys in the 20. Like, man, smoked them.
He had a player with 13 offensive rebounds.
I think teams are...
And you 13. Lost.
Yeah. And the other team had 7. You took 20 more shots than the Pelicans.
Well, that's another big issue. It was the Pelicans. It was 19-7 in second chance points.
Mm.
Yeah. I also think one of the things that I think with this team, and I could be wrong about it, I just think they're mentally tough. And sometimes you're... Because of your style of play or your talent level, that's not going to be enough. You're going to lose some games.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like they're gonna battle. They're going to be in, and that's going to win them some games.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to win them their toughness, their mental toughness. They also don't get pushed around. That's going to win them some games. And like I said earlier, you lose a game like you did yesterday, everything's fair game. Anybody that wants to point a finger at any player or coach or anything, you got to live with that because you should have won the game. But I think they'll respond coming out of the All-Star break and play competitive basketball. What that means in wins and losses, we'll see. But I think they'll play competitive basketball.
I would agree with you. Can I ask you guys a question I asked James?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the top 10 in the West are set in terms of who the teams are?
No, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. You think the Suns can bounce back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And the Spurs?
Spurs too.
Yeah.
I'm losing belief in the Spurs
Yeah, they got about.
Apparently, they're soft tanking.
They got about a week and a half to.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to have to stop.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you.
How high do you think the Kings finish?
I think they can get to 7, but I don't know if they. I don't know if they can get to top 6 anymore.
Okay.
I don't know if they can get to 7, and I think Minnesota will eventually settle that. I do have questions about Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I don't know what Dallas can do. Kings are better than Dallas, right? This version now, Gafford out, six more weeks.
On paper, for sure, yeah.
Dallas is?
No, the Kings are. The Kings are more talented.
I kind of wonder if Dallas is galvanizing around this whole, hey, we lost all our centers. They traded Luka. Everybody said we were done. Oh, then we lost AD, and Kyrie didn't even play last night.
Dallas is tough, too. Dallas is tough.
Yeah, Dallas is tough.
No Klay Thompson, no PJ Washington.
But I wonder if that fades. I wonder if there was a rush of adrenaline because of the Mike Brown firing, Doug Christie taking over the relief, all that different stuff. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's a certain, rush for these guys who desperately needed, they needed to get some wins here after the Luka stuff. Now you're going into the All-Star break. You lost Gafford. You just got his prognosis. I think it was yesterday. And, is there a post-All-Star break fade from Dallas?
Could be. It's a lot
of talent missing from that group.
Oh, for sure. It definitely could be.
Coming out of the break has New Orleans. Then they're at Golden State, at the Lakers. Then they get the Hornets, Bucks, and Kings. And then at Bucks, Grizzlies, and Suns. Going to learn a lot about Dallas.
Yeah, it's tough. That's what do you think? Answer your own question.
I think Dallas and the Kings are going to finish right about the same. In that 43-45 win range. I think they're both in that bag. Because I think you're right. At some point Anthony Davis comes back, but with how much time left. Mm-hmm. Daniel Gafford will be back at some point, but season might be over by then. So they should get some reinforcements at some point, but no, I don't think they're gonna be able to galvanize in the way they need to go win 30-26 right now? To go win 16 or 17 games down the stretch.
Yeah, they got to talk about the Kings now. I mean, the Kings, they've got to shore up some stuff. They've got to find a way to take care of the basketball. Malik got his 4 turnovers again last night. Sabonis had 5. Sabonis had a fantastic game, but they got to take care of the basketball. I think DeRozan had a few turnovers too.
Yeah, DeRozan's got to be better in those moments, especially those moments late. And not better in the sense that it's okay to not be your night. He's not going to close 82 games, and that's okay. You mentioned, he's closed a lot, and he's going to close a lot more. The tough part, I'm sure, for DeMar is I don't know who the guy was. If DeMar's not doing it, who do you go to? Then you had Zach LaVine out there who was good, but he wasn't good in overtime. So what do you just go back to Domas? I don't know what you do in that situation.
Well, those and then in overtime too. I look at the shot selection. The end of the fourth, trying to put it away. You go to these shots that he's made, and I'm okay with it. Get him on the block, let him do his thing mid range. Mm-hmm. He missed the shots yesterday. Mm-hmm. He just missed them. I could be wrong. I don't think that's a fundamental problem with the Sacramento Kings. That was a night where they didn't go down. Yeah. Then in overtime, I think all of his shots were DeMar's were in the offense. They were draw and kick. Mm-hmm. It wasn't him get out the way, let me do my ISO thing. It was draw and kick, and he was open, and he took a shot, and he missed them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There was other people creating. There was other people who had an opportunity to finish a shot or finish a play and saw open DeMar. He got out to him. He shot him.
Mm-hmm.
He missed the shot. I just don't believe. I could be wrong, but I don't believe his shooting yesterday was a fundamental problem with him or the Sacramento Kings. I thought he had good looks and he missed the shots.
Is it a problem that they couldn't blow out a undermanned Pelicans team?
Yes.
If you're expecting them to kind of be better. Like
that's where the defense thing though. Comes in.
Yeah, I'm actually with Kenny on that one. Like, this happens. Just the problem is, if you're Sacramento, it can't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the difference between it happening to the Celtics and it happening. The Celtics, like, all right, you might look. Come on, man.
Well, yeah, it's a one-off.
The Kings, you can't have these games.
The Celtics might do it once out of every five, if you want to call it. Like, the Kings, like, this is what they've been doing.
They can't establish momentum.
It
feels like they absolutely can't establish something. And I thought it was really important before we knew what happened in the rest of the games for them to carry something into the All-Star break, and they couldn't do it.
I agree.
Yeah, they just don't. They don't have that switch to flip, because that, I keep going back to it. I've said this a million times, but because they just can't get the stops they need to do that. You're relying on the other team just missing. Like, the Kings aren't just going to, like, put the clamps on and shut the faucet off defensively. And when you can't do that, it's really hard to get up by 20 plus and stay up by 20 plus.
Can this be like, oh, like, this happens in the league too, if, like, this is just who you've been? Like, it's not like the Kings when they play bad teams. Like, oh yeah, the Kings, like, they beat them by double digits. They step up. Like, it's all look the same, whether it's good teams or bad teams.
Yeah. They're about a mid-tier team. Can I ask a separate question? Is Kings related but unrelated? Because I heard you talking about Keegan earlier. And I brought this up to Jesse, and I want to bring this to you guys. Is Keegan Murray just Nick Batum?
So it looks like it.
Damn. Okay. You know what the best thing to happen to Keegan Murray and Keegan Murray stands is?
What's that?
Jaden Ivey got hurt. Because there were a lot of people talking real loud about Keegan Murray after that first year and what a bust Jaden Ivey is. And the Pistons are currently 29-26 in the sixth spot. I know that's the East.
They hit the over.
And Jaden Ivey was playing really well. Jaden Ivey actually played well last year.
Yeah, he started to come
matter.
Around late last
year.
It didn't matter,
but he started to play really well last year and was having a good season. And boy, there'd be a lot of quiet people out there if Jaden Ivey was playing at that clip with this Pistons team playing the way that they are.
Well, there's that, and I swear I'm not, like, trying to say anything about myself. Like, Shaedon Sharpe, he was there for you too. Like, we talking about the number four pick in the draft, and I don't think he's going to make a max rookie extension.
To be clear, I'm not out on Keegan. I'm not out.
I think he's a good player. I think he's good for this team. I would have him on the team, but I and we'll talk to James at three, and it's just a different opinion. I don't think he's being held back. I don't think he's in a situation where they're just taking shots away, and if he got the shots, he'd be cooking. Like, no, I just think he's just kind of who he is, and this is about the best you're getting from him.
Yeah, Keegan can be a starter on a championship team.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going to be more Harrison Barnes on the 2015 Warriors instead of Kawhi Leonard on the Raptors.
Yeah.
Or the Spurs. Or Kawhi Leonard, just really ever. I guess just.
But those
and
are
that's not a bad thing.
Teams
yeah, and that's not a bad thing. If he's Nick Batum, like, that's he's had a good ass career.
You can win with
being
that.
Being a good defender and a good 3-point shooter.
Yes, you can win with that.
It's just that ceiling of, like, hey, Keegan's going to be the number two scorer, which is where I was after year one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, he's going to start putting the ball on the deck a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's going to get to 18, 19 points a game this year. Watch out for Keegan. Like, no, it's just not him, and that's okay.
The game seems so, like, simple for him in his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, comfortable. Maybe he was, in fact, asked to do more, and that's influencing what we see from him. Mm-hmm. But it is just such a bizarre thing to see how someone who scored at the clip that he did his rookie year, and you thought, oh, the Kings really do might have that number two score that, you know, you'll have Domas doing great things, but if you have a go-getter on a bucket getter on the offensive end to go along with De'Aaron Fox, that would be terrific. It's nothing that even sniffs that on most nights right now from Keegan.
Yeah.
And it's not to the degree of frustration, but I mean, the sample size, it's starting to be like Kevin Herter. Mm-hmm. Well, Kevin's going to turn it around. No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's on his third coach, his second team. Like, he's not.
Right.
With Keegan, again, he's not nearly as bad as Kevin was, but I'm saying, like at some point, the anomaly is the rookie year,
right.
Not everything that's happened since.
Right.
And you have to, like, realize that.
Right. Is this good enough for the Kings? Like, we talk about, like, if he's Nick Batum, like, that's good for Kings.
Good enough for what?
Like, just what they've been trying to build, like, what they drafted him for.
No, they're not building anything. That's where I'm stuck.
That's
they're
a great
not
point.
Building
yes.
anything.
If you said, that's what I said when I said that earlier, when I would love to sit down with Monty McNair and Wes Wilcox and Vivek
and
the coaching
him.
Staff.
Oh, sorry.
Well, and go, what's your vision here?
Mm-hmm.
What is this supposed to look like?
You know what it is? I think it is. It's make the playoffs.
Yeah, just literally.
That's the vision.
Just,
make the playoffs. And then we'll figure it out next offseason.
Yeah, just try and talent your way to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
You disagree? You murmur. Do you disagree? Are they? Do you think the Kings are building something? Don't elaborate. Just
I think they got a boulder that ran into whatever they were trying to build.
Yeah, okay, I think they were. I think they were.
When De'Aaron Fox said, "I want out," because they were building with him. They were trying to build around him and Domas.
De'Aaron said, "If you're gonna fire Mike, then trade me."
Got to be technical.
Want to be proper with the verbiage.
You're right, but when that
get another boulder, DM this is at King KC. Hey, I ain't do nothing.
When that boulder ran through the structure that you were trying to build,
but you know what? I don't know that it mattered.
Well, you're right. Except, I think that was what they were trying to build with. To answer your question, are they building something?
I got you. Okay, yeah. I got you. We'll come back. I apologize. Is Tristy with us next?
Yeah.
She's got the link.
Yeah.
You would like to join Tristy?
Hey,
welcome.
Oh, no, she
just
it.
Tune in. We'll have a show here.
She said she got the link. All right.
Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there's a very easy way to do it. There's a very easy way to do it. Explain how you do it.
You round up to the nearest 10.
Yep. Uh-huh.
You 20% that.
Yep.
And then what I do is, so if it's, let's say, $80, I'm like, okay, 16. But then let's say it was like 79.77. I'll do 16.23.
Oh,
to get it to I get round numbers.
You awesome.
So that's like.
Yeah, I'll just do.
And if it's really 17. Good, I might do 30%. If I've got a little extra, might do.
Like our guy at McCooney last night was fire. Like I left him. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just like, you get $100.
Thanks for reminding me. That is a conversation that needs to be had on here.
What's that?
McCooney's yesterday.
Popping or what?
I'll just tell you guys real quick because Tristy did say she was pulling up on us. But Kyle, you'll enjoy this. So I was on the phone real quick. D'Lo and TK, they go in before me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm on the phone in the car. It's raining. I don't want to be outside.
And before you continue, I told Trista as we checked in, mm-hmm. I was like, this is the most fascinating thing you'll ever experience. This happens regularly. We'll leave the same place at the same time with Kenny, mm-hmm. go to the same destination. He'll show up in 15 to 30 minutes. We don't know why or how. But it'll happen.
I had a phone call. Check mm-hmm. this out. Don't deflect here. Check this out. So I go in there.
His driver drives slow.
And no, I was there. I was in
the Elon drove him, but it's fine.
But you know, I go in there. I'm like, okay, they're probably already seated. I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna look for him. I walk in, and the lady's like, oh, you know, how many are you looking for? I was like, oh no, I'm looking for a guy and a girl that just walked in here. He has a jean jacket on or whatever. She's like, you're welcome to go look for him. I'm not sure where they're seated. Some lady, maybe the manager, comes back. Jean jacket? Oh, they're in the private area in the back.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, yo, for real, for real? I get back there. It is a private area in the back. That's where he is, bro. No, am I lying?
Hold on.
They do a private suite. They got the D'Lo suite.
Yeah, let me cut your guys' mic so D'Lo can talk. Go ahead. Just you.
One. That's all cap. That's not.
Hey, you can turn your mic back on.
So let's be clear as to what happened here.
He just didn't speak the rest of the show.
Kenny comes in late, sits down, says, oh, man, got to go take care of the kids. Not feeling well. Stays through like the first timeout of the game. Pretty much leaves immediately. What he doesn't know is there's six tables lined up with us, next to us.
Mm-hmm.
So Trista and I are here, four-seater, a whole bunch of tables set up next to us. KC leaves. Our server comes back in. He goes, man, guys, I'm really sorry. I think it's going to get really loud in here. And a birthday party for some children parades into that area.
What kind
of like eight people? Now they were
my time to leave.
They were wonderful. It wasn't loud. It was, I mean, the volume changed, but it wasn't bad.
A birthday. Mm-hmm. How old were the?
They were young.
Never too old. Never too young for some sushi.
But like my.
That's insane. Go to Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you know, this is high class. You know, it was vibing. They were fine. Again, yeah, perfectly fine. But that whole, what the picture he just painted is all cap.
Bro, how are you going to tell me I experienced it?
I don't know.
Was I not there? I was there too.
So you just sat
No, you weren't there
table.
When the manager lady told me, the jean
Trisha.
Jacket. Oh, they're in the back. They're in the
we
private
in
area
the
in the back.
It wasn't private.
How many tables did I walk by? What area did I walk by? Like, in case I got it wrong, Makuni, like when you walk in, there's an area over here and an area over there, right?
Right to the left.
None of it. They said, let's go to the back.
I'm going to be honest.
Kenny's adamant right now.
Well, I didn't
there.
Know. Okay.
I was there.
All right. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know that area existed. So I thought, I was actually, as she was walking us, I was getting mad. Is this chick walking us back to the bathroom? Like, where is she taking us? And we walked through these little bamboo things and like, oh, there's an area here. There's a nice little seated area. It was just a regular
area. Hold on. This will answer it all. So you had to walk through another kind of door type entrance, a curtain type to get to this other place.
No. Let me tell you. Then you guys will understand now.
It was a cordoned off.
I walked.
No, it was.
Past secluded. The bar. And past the kitchen, so you already know.
Oh.
If I walk past the kitchen, you already know. Is it past the kitchen?
You
know what it is. See what I'm saying? What I'm saying?
To be honest, the way you're answering, too, is like you're guilty. You're answering very guilty right now.
What do you mean, guilty?
You're answering hella guilty right now, bro.
How am I guilty of what?
Like 50 Cent, like, if he did
guilty
that.
Guilty of what? Sitting where the server sat us?
No, he did that.
Well, they knew where to put you. They knew where to put you. They already knew what time it was. That's the whole point.
They were on their little walkie things. They were like, yeah, D-Lo's here.
That's what I'm saying. And it was very, until the party came, because that was my cue to leave. It was very quiet back there. It was very quiet compared to the rest of the restaurants.
That's
like
nice.
The main waitress person didn't even know where you were. The manager had to show KC where you were. Like,
that's what I knew what time it was. Yeah. I'm just saying. I experienced something last night. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
The high life. You know what I mean? The highlight. That's why I got to hang. That's why I want my guy to go to All-Star Weekend, because, you know, I'm going to get to those penthouse-type parties if I'm with him. Now I'm going to be down in the slums.
No one believes that. I'm not going to All-Star Weekend.
I know. That's why I'm going to be in the slums.
This is my favorite bit that you guys do. This is my very favorite bit.
What's the bit? I don't even
know. What
the
is the bit? This is real life.
So you admit it's not a bit?
Yeah, that's
wait, what bit are that's we talking crazy. About?
You heard him.
Wow. Yeah, see, it's not even a joke.
Real life.
It's not even a joke.
I thought
it's
you
real
had a joke in this whole
see,
time.
I haven't I'm not. You don't use radio words like bit on the radio. No one cares about bits and segments.
I would disagree. Just I do bits in real life.
On the other side.
Well, you are a human bit. Like you.
This is Kyle's whole stick right here.
Kyle's whole bit is a bit. Yeah. His whole life is a bit. We just don't use the word bit. We don't use the word segment.
Okay,
other
hang
side.
On. Let me re-rack.
We don't on. Say things like other side. We don't say things like re-rack.
Re-rack.
Oh, no.
God damn it. You guys have learned nothing from me.
All right, hang on. Let's run this back. This is my favorite joke you guys do. This is my favorite non-radio thing you guys do is joke.
Kyle, it's real life. I don't know what you're talking about. I really experienced it in real time. So,
can any of you guys walk outside your house?
While you hit the iPad is so funny.
Can any of you guys walk outside your house and overlook the city?
No,
I can't.
None of us can.
No,
there's audio that says otherwise.
That's not.
I don't even have to create that audio. Like it's there.
Maybe an audio. There's witness accounts, bro.
From who?
All three of us were there.
Facts.
We walked to the back of the backyard. Actually, we scootered to the back of the backyard and we saw what
was
on the other
side. There's people higher up, though, because you can see, but you see people. There's a higher hill you can get to up there.
He's trying to throw him off the scent.
I love how you reminded people that we had a scooter to the end of Damien's backyard.
Facts. Now we got the lake, the Rick Ross like pool, so we'll have to like navigate around that. But
you're not invited. Tell you that you're not invited.
True story last night, though. True story. That's what the lady said.
I had a great time with Trista. TK asked me a ton of personal questions. like a ton. Like we talked, she told me a lot about her mom. We talked a lot about her mom. Mm. And she asked me like a million personal questions. And I was like, you know, it's funny. We talk all of the time. Like I talk to you more than I talk to, you know, like any other woman outside of Katie. It's the only person I like talk this often with. Mm. And I know nothing about you other than you love to talk about basketball and sports.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
I don't
facts.
Know anything about, like, mm-hmm. are you dating? Do like your personal life? Nothing. And then it kind of launched into Hope a social dreams. Media thing where she's like, my social media account doesn't actually look like it's run like a human being. And you guys had just had, KC and Trista had like a similar, like not a similar conversation, but a conversation about like family and social media and things like that. Mm. She was like, it's kind of the same, but it's the not. But it's at this point, like I've just become a content creator. So I kind of tuck my personal stuff like aside, like mm-hmm. I kind of just tuck it away. And it was like, yeah, but you don't have to do that with me. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, you're right. And then proceeded to go back to talking about the Kings. So after, you know, an hour and a half of like conversation, a very, very extensive conversation about my personal life, I still know nothing about her. Maybe nothing outside of the fact she's one of our closest friends. She loves basketball, mm-hmm. And we ride with her. But outside of that, and we know her, and we love her mom.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I don't know, man.
Dave's like, you got any hopes, dreams? She's like, yeah, yeah, I really do. I hope the Kings can get a damn backup point guard. Right now is what my hopes and dreams are.
Hopes and dreams discussed.
Oh.
Boyfriend, husband, children. So this is Zach LaVine sucks.
I was about to say, she pulled
Zach
a D-Lo.
Sucks. What you mean?
She pulled a D-Lo. She did a D-Lo on D-Lo.
What do you mean?
That's your move. I remember somebody here used every time they see you or got you in a. I don't want to
yeah,
say
it is a difference,
state.
Though. That person wasn't my friend, though. No, that person was like, don't, like, if we're not friends, don't ask me personal questions. Don't ask me who I'm dating or what I'm doing if I don't know you like that. Get out of my face.
We're so different because we had a new coworker, Wesley. She's great.
Awesome.
She sits out there and eats lunch sometimes. And we got in a discussion with her and Justine, who's also in sales. And we were talking about, Wesley goes, you seem to like really be like happy like all the time. And I was like, well, you're about to hear something very personal about me. Like, we're ready to go. This is the first time we've ever really talked.
Mm-hmm.
I just let her know my philosophy about life. And if I got to be awake, I might as well enjoy it and this and that. And
mm-hmm.
so we just went right into it.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
That's the way
gonna,
to go.
Like, we're just going to be open day one.
You know, one of the reasons why from time to time I open up and talk to people about personal stuff that's going on is because I really just need a therapist.
Facts.
That's really what it comes down to. If I had a therapist to tell all this stuff, I might be a little bit more closed off to everybody else. Yeah. But sometimes you just got to get on that couch and just say it.
That's
and
what
I'd be like, I just asked you, did you like Little Bites?
I'm sorry. What is this show for? Is this show not our therapy session?
Yes.
Is this show not
for us? It's our sports therapy session.
Man, all right. At some point, y'all going to hear all about D-Lo.
All right. You guys want to know why I was having a bad day yesterday?
Yes.
You want to hear about my crisis of confidence?
Bro, I cried on the air like 3 days ago. Like, I came
yeah,
in
that
here.
Was for a, like,
but I came in. You were talking about having a moment. I came in having a terrible day. I was so frustrated that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk about just if I'm awake, I'm going to be happy. Then I find out my dude died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is dumb.
Yeah.
The F am I upset for? My man passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not here anymore,
right.
And I was upset because of something that happened the night before. That's dumb.
Sure.
That's dumb. Yeah, and now, why did you have a bad day?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
You had a crisis of confidence?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
You're the man, Kyle.
You just asked if you want to know, and I was like, tell us.
And see, me, this is why I need therapy, because once this red light turned on, nothing I went through matters.
Oh, that's facts.
The people I don't want to say they don't care. But they want to hear about the Kings.
No, that's facts.
And that's what I need to be prepared for.
The red light is the ultimate, all right, it's all out there. Yep. It's behind us.
Yep.
We used to say, as soon as you walk through that studio door, take off the backpack.
That's it.
get rid of Draymond Green and get to work.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Get rid of Draymond Green and go to work.
That's crazy.
He said something. We got tagged in something else the other day where
he's
he was
an
like,
idiot.
Trying to make him. I forgot. I'll find it.
No, nah, yeah, no, we absolutely.
You guys talk about Draymond Green more than 95.7 does. I swear to God.
Probably. Probably.
Because 95.7 doesn't want to admit that he sucks.
Well, actually, no, that's
even
the
people who
is.
Thought he sucks wouldn't say it.
Well,
they just quit and went and did TV.
Oh, damn.
Hey.
Damn.
That's mean.
Oh, Bonte doesn't like him either.
Well, he tried to pull up on Bonte on the show.
Yeah. Bonte, you talking all that drama while I was awake, man. Whatever.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.